Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
Mayor de Blasio met with 50 community leaders yesterday to discuss issues around the increase in gun violence in the city. He says they batted around a number of ideas, including getting community activists on the streets and creating activities for young people. And the city is attacking the problem from another angle.
Commissioner Shea met with Chief Judge DiFiore of the state court system and the five DAs from the five boroughs to focus on how to speed up the reopening of the court system. A very positive, productive meeting with a focus on addressing gun violence. And we know one of the best ways we can address gun violence is to get the court system up and running, get gun prosecutions going again.
Last night, a 14-year-old boy was shot while riding his bike in Queens. He's in critical condition. So far, no arrest. A day earlier in the Bronx, a man was shot to death as he walked with his 7-year-old daughter in the Mount Eden section. There is video of the drive-by, but no arrest so far. A teenage girl was shot and killed in Jersey City last night. It happened in the vicinity of Rutgers Avenue and Sheffield Avenue. The victim identified as 17-year-old Taye Garner. So far, no arrest there. Mayor de Blasio announces today that child care centers could soon reopen.
Today, the New York City Board of Health will be considering a plan to reopen child care centers across the five boroughs next week. Now, this is over 3,000 child care centers that could come online right away.
He says there will be strict safety requirements in place, no more than 15 children per room, social distancing, face coverings for staff, daily health screenings, and disinfection. Governor Cuomo has announced that people traveling to New York from three additional states will be required to quarantine for 14 days. Those states, Delaware, Kansas, and Oklahoma, New Jersey, and Connecticut also added those three states to their quarantine lists. Westchester and Rockland counties, along with the Mid-Hudson region, entered Phase 4 reopening today, and that means low-risk indoor and outdoor arts and entertainment, media production, and professional sports with no fans can resume. However, movie theaters, gyms, and malls will not be permitted to reopen. Long Island joins Phase 4 tomorrow. The New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission office is open today for the first time since mid-March. And, of course, there are long lines. Our Glenn Shuck stopped by the MVC in Lodi.
16-year-old Alex from River Edge says he knew there'd be a line when the DMV offices opened again, but this was just a mess. 1,000 queued up when he arrived at 4 in the morning.
At the beginning of the day, about 7:30, 7:45, a woman came out and she was like, you're only here for the license, you can't do registration, renewal, that kind of stuff. But, I mean, nobody left. Everyone was here for the right thing, pretty much. And, like, the line, I started about 50 feet back, probably. So I moved 50 feet in the span of almost 3 hours.
Now, to make matters worse, besides not going anywhere, right behind him, a large group of younger people, not social distancing.
I mean, there's a huge clump right there. I don't know if you see it, but I'm nervous for their health. My health, I mean, I'm doing what I can, right? Masks and...
Yeah, I see a big group of people with no masks over there, and they're pretty close.
I still hate to see that.
Officials here say they will try to accommodate as many as they could, but hundreds and hundreds have already been turned away. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, the DMV office in Lodi.
Coronavirus cases continue to climb across the country. The number of deaths in the U.S. has passed 130,000. Disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci blames the spike on parts of the U.S. reopening too soon. Operation Warp Speed, the federal government's COVID-19 vaccine program, has announced the largest government COVID-19 vaccine contract to date, a $1.6 billion deal with Novavax, a biotech company in Maryland. CEO Stanley Erck says he's hopeful expanded clinical trials can start later this year.
I think in the fourth quarter. We don't have a date set yet, but hopefully as early in the fourth quarter as possible. Maybe if we're lucky, we could start phase three in late third quarter.
Novavax is the fourth company to receive federal funds to conduct large-scale phase three clinical trials and manufacture its COVID-19 vaccine.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.